everybody. This is Mark, a.k.a. Kush from Pixelated Sausage, and this is not a normal episode of Pixelated Radio because, as you may notice by right now, there is no Rob here. His voice was so rough, so hoarsey, apparently. I don't know. I think he just wanted to play Assassin's Creed 3 more, probably. I don't know. Anyway, we weren't able to do a show today, and every time we've had this happen in the past, we just did nothing. And I really didn't want to do that, so I just wanted to post this so that you know what's going on, in case you're somebody who just subscribes to the podcast through iTunes or Zune, whatever, and you don't follow the site. But you should, pixelatedsausage.com. And I'm just going to do a really quick show. Nothing fancy, I'll be like... I played Epic Mickey 2, the demo, and I really did not like it. I posted a video of it, of me playing it, and it was about 30 minutes long, and I think it could have been 15 minutes if there weren't so many parts where I was just completely lost and didn't know what the hell I was doing. Like, right in the beginning, it says, oh, it looks like a tune needs to be painted or some crap like that, and I didn't know what that meant. I was looking around, there's no guide pointing me in a direction, and when I think of the word tune, I think of actual cartoon characters, not just in general any object in a tune that a part of the cartoon. That, I don't know, maybe that's what it actually means everywhere else, but I don't know. It was very, very frustrating, and I really was sorely disappointed in that game. So you can try the demo, you know, it's available on Xbox Live. I'm not sure about PSN, I would assume so, but if you don't want to do that, you can take the time and waste it by watching my, you know, lovely YouTube video. You can do it, youtube.com/pixelatedsausage. I got a whole bunch of videos up there. You should check it out and subscribe. Do it. Man, this is just feeling like this is going to be a giant episode of plugging. So what Rob was playing, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, Ragnarok Odyssey, and Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation. He was playing all the hot new stuff. And guess what? I wasn't. So you guys are screwed, man. All that hot stuff I just listed, I don't have anything to say about any of them. I hear Halo 4 is pretty good, and I hear Assassin's Creed 3 is disappointing. Ragnarok Odyssey, don't know shit about it. Oh, but I Googled it, and apparently it's a Vita game. So you probably don't know anything about it either. Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, you play as a woman. And some people like that, some people don't. I think it's pretty cool. And I like what I've heard about the whole being able to change your outfit, and those give you different skills, in a sense. But onto what I've been playing. I've been playing some Borderlands 2, because I'm always late to the party. I essentially got it for free. I'm not going to say how. I wasn't given it by 2K or anything like that. But I've been enjoying it. I think it's pretty much just more Borderlands. Maybe a bit more refined. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I like the whole challenge system that allows you to give buffs to your... Not really your character, but basically your account. So that any character you create after that, when you redeem those tokens, they just add on to this overall account system. But yeah, it's more Borderlands. If you liked it, then you'll probably like Borderlands 2. And I've been playing mostly single player. I was supposed to play some with Rob, but he seemed to be very entrenched in Assassin's Creed 3 at the time, so that pixelated playtime video never ended up happening. So if you were looking forward to that and it didn't happen, blame Rob, because it's all his fault. So yeah, that's Borderlands 2. I'm going through this real fast because I don't want to take this. I got shit to do too. I also played some Primal Carnage for the PC, which is this basically human versus dinosaurs game. And it's actually not that bad. I've been having fun with it. It's really a team game. You're going to be screwed as a dinosaur or a human if you trail off and try to do things on your own. You'll just get destroyed. And I'm surprised that really, I would assume T-Rexes would be really overpowered, and they can be, if people aren't really paying attention. But if you stay grouped up and a T-Rex comes strolling in and everybody just starts blasting it like crazy, which is pretty awesome when you're playing, just to see everyone just blowing all their freaking... this sounded disgusting. They're all blowing their loads on this T-Rex. Now they're all shooting at it with whatever guns they have. That's pretty cool. And there's a nice variety with each, between the dinosaurs and humans in the different classes. Like on the human side, there's a sniper. There's a Indian guy who has a shotgun. He's a shotgunner, but they all have these different skills, and his skill, it's not really like a skill. It's just like this perk almost in a sense. He throws a flare, which blinds dinosaurs so they can't see when they're looking directly at the flare, which being on the dinosaur side, it's definitely a hinder to trying to attack the humans. There's also just a general machine gunner who has a grenade launcher, which is just basically your tank. There's a like a dino capturer who has a gun that can fire nets and basically disable dinosaurs, then he can go up and stab them. And then there is a flamethrower who just burns the shit out of everything. And on the dinosaur side, there is T-Rex, Velociraptor, that rammy dinosaur with the head that just rams shit. the spitty dinosaur. I don't know the names of these things. I'm no dinosaur rossologist. But yeah, the spitty one. And a pterodactyl. And overall, they're pretty interesting. The raptor has an ability to pounce on a human, and he would kill him in one shot. But it's, I don't know, maybe 3 to 5 seconds to do that. And if you are hit at any point during that, you get knocked off, and the person does not die. So that's only really useful when you're chasing a human that is not part of a group. Otherwise, you're just going to be screwed and you're gonna getting yourself killed. I think the most interesting class is the pterodactyl. And it's sort of similar to Battlefield 3 in the sense that it's... I keep saying in the sense, and it's driving me nuts. I don't know. I hope I'm not bothering you by saying in a sense so much, but... The pterodactyl is like a helicopter pilot in Battlefield 3. It is kind of hard to control, but you can really do a lot of damage with it if you are good at it. Because you're basically a grounded animal. You can just walk really slow, and I can't remember exactly how you do it. Because I didn't play that much as the pterodactyl because it was difficult for me. I'm not really a flying type of guy in any of these games, but you have to, like, hold, jump, and run at the same time, I believe, to fly. And it's sort of like flying, but also in a sense sort of gliding. I just said it again. I'm not even conscious of myself doing it. But anyway, it's a really interesting game. It's not too bad. I think, I know they're going to be doing more. They're going to be updating it with more modes and stuff. I think right now it's maybe a little bit too simple, but I think it's only $15, so it's really not that bad. I don't think there's a demo or anything, but if you're into those kind of games like Left 4 Dead, the versus mode, it's an interesting game. It's well done. I haven't had any problem getting into matches. I haven't really experienced any lag or crap like that. So overall, it's been a pretty decent experience. I just think maybe it could use a bit more because I don't think there are any modes other than pure team deathmatch. So yeah, that's Primal Carnage. I also played some Xbox Live indie games. From Pulse is an awesome sort of endless runner rhythm game mixed up where you are this ball, which is actually like a person's head, I guess, and you're rolling across the screen, and a button will be on the bottom, on the, I guess, the path. And it'll be one of the four colors of the face buttons of the Xbox 360 controller. So when your ball is over that, your balls, you press that button, the button that corresponds to that color, and it makes a sound, and it makes you either jump higher, or maybe duck. So it's really interesting, and I think it's really well done. It's a very beautiful looking game as far as indies go. There's a lot of variety to it. The music is pretty good, and it changes it up a bit. So I think it's definitely worth checking out. It's only $1, so I'd really recommend that. You can also check out a video for that on the YouTube page. Again, that's From Pulse, 80 Microsoft points. I also played Vocabulary Builder. I was going to skip on to the last one, but I'm going to get this. I don't know. There are more words than there are in the demo, and there is the ability, I don't know if it's in the demo, but you can choose which words show up in the game. But I was really annoyed playing the game because there are 100 words unlocked in the demo, and I played for, I don't know how, maybe like 8 minutes, and I kept getting repeats over and over again, and it was really annoying. And it would seem like there should be some kind of system in play that is just aware of whether or not you've gotten something before and doesn't give you that word until you've gone through everything else. But that's not how it worked, so that kind of bugged me. But I it could be okay if you're looking to increase your vocabulary. For the most part, I didn't find any words that I didn't really know. I'm not trying to sound like a uppity douchebag, but I'm also a fiction writing major, and that's what I do a lot. So I'm kind of already in the area that is, you know, I'm already constantly trying to build my vocabulary in other respects and in other ways. So there's that. The last Xbox Live indie game I played is this little crazy game called Rocket Girl. Now, the box art and the screenshots are all very, very exploitative. I don't know what word is right. I just talked about vocabulary and then I said that. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying anyway, in a sense. Anyway, in a sense. It is a fucking nonsensical game. I don't know what I recorded a video for this, and it was just batshit crazy. I don't know what the hell was going on. I was expecting it to just really exploit the whole girls in bikinis riding rockets. You know, it's a very suggestive image, and they know that. But then shit just gets crazy. I thought it was going to be like a shmup, but the way it controls is that you just press A, and it's sort of like the endless runners that you hold on the screen to keep your character up instead of falling and dying, sort of like that whale game on iOS, or like Jetpack Joyride, except for, you know, you have to keep your rocket girl in the air. You can't just let it glide on the bottom or just run on the bottom like in Jetpack Joyride. But it just, shit just goes crazy on the screen. There's like a woman in a cop suit who just comes out and starts shooting nowhere on the screen, and it is insane. You have to watch the video because there's no way for me to describe it otherwise. But yeah, that game is just ridiculous. I also played an iOS game called Word Wonders, Tower of Babel or something like that. It's kind of interesting. I'm very confused about it. Just in that I'm wondering if it's using assets from Quarrel. I don't think there's any association with the developers, but I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure sort of like the text and some of the menu layouts are just taken from that game. And I don't know how to feel. I don't know. I don't think the developer of Word Wonders, they're not like a shady developer, so I don't know. Maybe there is some, I don't know, back and forth, or I don't, whatever. But it's a game where you play against another AI component. I can't remember if there is actual human multiplayer, if there is that in the game. But you are on a small grid, and it's set up in a sort of crossword type system, and one word is on the screen, then you have to build a word that is using at least one letter from the word already on the screen. And the letters have, you know, skulls and like lightning bolts on them. The lightning bolt is energy to use spells and stuff, and the skulls count as damage points that will attack the other enemy. So it's not too bad. It's 99 cents, though I think that's only like a first day sale, or maybe the first week, so I don't know. It might already be up to $299, which I think is the regular price, but I may be completely wrong and thinking of another game because I go through iOS games like mad.
I've also been playing this game, Guns of Icarus Online. It's a sequel to Guns of Icarus, which I never played. I was not familiar with the franchise beforehand. It's a very interesting game, as you might guess. It's really an online game only. From what I could tell, the only offline is like a tutorial that just gives you like the sandbox, sort of, so you can get accustomed to the controls without having to jump into an online match and, you know, sucking it up because you don't know exactly what you're supposed to do and just pissing off your teammates because, you know, people on the internet and in games are not nice to newcomers, usually. So what the game is it's kind of weird because it's not something I can think of that I've played before. It's like a Steam, not like, it is a steampunk game that's sort of like you pilot a pirate ship in the air. And it is an action game, and you are battling other ships, but I find something really sort of just peaceful about being in this giant ship and just flying through the air. But it's very, you know, it's not the most beautiful game in the world, but it is very pretty with all the settings maxed out. Sorry. And there's just something really enjoyable about it, you know. You can play between three different classes. There's a gunner, mechanic, and a pilot. And you can do like a whole bunch. You don't have to be a pilot to actually take control of the helm, but you know, you get more advanced skills with each specified class. But there's something awesome about just taking the helm and just spinning it and watching as the ship slowly moves to wherever you pushed it. It's fun and it's pretty. And the gameplay is interesting. It's really just, you know, you find these ships and then you are battling in a sense. And there are other aspects of, like, I don't know. It's hard because the time I've put into it, I have enjoyed it, but I feel frustrated in the sense that I kind of wish there was more single player to it, because I'm not somebody who wants to play multiplayer all the time, and I really like playing single player. I like games that at least give you the option, and I may have missed it, but I did not see any option to play single player other than this like little tutorial kind of sandboxy mission-ish. It's not a mission, but it's 15 or 20 bucks. I can't remember, but I'm not sure if there's a demo, but if there is, I would really recommend that. It's weird because I always feel like online only games are really tough to, you know, recommend or not, because if you can't try it out, if there is no demo, then it's sort of hard to be like, oh well, you dropped into this, and maybe, I don't know, it's weird. But it's Guns of the Icarus, not Guns of the Icarus, Guns of Icarus Online, and you can get it on Steam. And I will say one thing though, for the game, there is a decent sized audience. I'd never had a problem finding a match or finding people to play with. The shooting it's not super involved or, you know, super complicated, but it works well. I also like the fact that you can customize your character. It's not the most elaborate system. You can also do the same with the ships, so it's kind of fun. And I think that if you have friends who would also be interested in this game, it would really be perfect for that, because I think the idea of creating an actual crew and then you just play together and you have this ship that you customize together, like, you have your teammates. It's just, it's a very team-orientated game, and it's a game that really, I'm not sure if it does have one of those, like, the four copy cell, you know, how, whatever. What are those called? I can't think, man. This is not going well with me podcasting by myself. This is a bad idea. But how they have those, like, four packs or whatever. I don't know if they have one with this game or a two pack, you know, two, three, whatever. A pack that is more than one. That's the key. It has to be more than one. If they have one of those, that would be good to get and to find a friend of yours that you know would be interested in this. Because even if you only get one other friend, yeah, I did play a little bit with not my co-host because he hates PC games, but a friend of mine. And that was probably the most fun I had with the game. And we just kind of... It's weird because, you know, there is this competitive nature to the game, but we don't really care about that. We're just like, we're going to start this game and we're just going to fly. We're just going to enjoy it. And, you know, if we get attacked, we get attacked and we'll defend ourselves. But we're just going to enjoy this while we can before everyone starts getting at us. But yeah, it's Guns of the... God, why do I keep saying Guns of the Icarus? That just sounds weird without the in there for whatever reason to me. But Guns of Icarus Online, you can check it out on Steam right now. And yeah, I may or may not still write up a review. The timing has not been good. But yeah, so I don't know. That is something I also played. I don't know about this whole podcasting solo. I'm going to kill Rob. I'm going to kill him when I see him. Though I'm not going to see him. When I talk to him next, he's going to get a fistful of Sicilian Polish anger. Okay, I'm done. So...
Movies? I did not see Wreck-It Ralph. I've been holding off because I really don't want to be in a screen full of a bunch of kids screaming and laughing and talking because that drives me nuts all the time. So I'm probably going to end up seeing that this week. I did see, however, Skyfall, and I was pretty disappointed. I enjoyed the movie. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a good movie. But I think all the hype and the talk of it just being amazing, the most amazing James Bond movie of all time, and you know, everyone saying, you know, this isn't just a great James Bond movie. This is just a great movie overall. And I think maybe that got to me because I just thought it was okay. I still personally really love my favorite of all the Bond movies that I've seen is still Casino Royale, the first Daniel Craig movie. I would put this above Quantum of Solace without question. But I still prefer Casino Royale out of all the Daniel Craig Bond films. So I'd still recommend seeing it. But I don't know. Don't go into it thinking it's the most amazing thing ever. Maybe you'll like it more than I. But I also feel like I mentioned this on Twitter to Vodcrack, who's a cool guy. You should check him out. But not sexually. Just check him out like on Twitter, where his name's Vodcrack. I think there's an underscore between the VOD and the crack. Like the crack in an ass. I don't know. Sorry. I think it's a movie that I have to come back again to in a few months and rewatch it because I feel like there was so much baggage that maybe I need to check it out again later. I also recently, I just finished up, in fact, the first season of Homeland, and I really enjoyed that. I was going to say movie, a TV show. It's really well done. I was surprised at how much I liked it. There are some times where I think there's a bit of overacting. But for the most part, I really, really enjoyed that show. And I'm so annoyed that I can't get season 2 on iTunes or Amazon or anything. Just in the same way that HBO doesn't do that. I guess Showtime is in that same way, which is just annoying. Let me get it. I don't have cable, but I want to watch a show. And I will pay a premium to watch it now. You jackasses. But yeah, I'd recommend watching it. You don't really... I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest political guy. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I voted. Did you vote? My vote didn't count. Not in terms of the presidency, because we all know that Illinois, his home state, or, you know, where he came from, for the most part, there's no way that was going anywhere else. But you should vote for local legislation. That's important. Your vote does count there. That's as political as I'm getting. Some news that we could have talked about, but we aren't, and I'm not going to go into it too much. Grand Theft Auto 5 got announced for spring 2003 release, which I think everyone expected. I'm getting excited for it. The news that it's like as big as Red Dead Redemption, San Andreas, and Grand Theft Auto 4 combined is really awesome to me. I love that. I'm really wondering how many discs it's going to be on 360. You know, I hope maybe it's just a system where, Forza or something, where here, this disc or these discs you just install, and that puts all the data on your hard drive, so you only need to use this disc when you play. Because I don't know, I may have to pick it up on PS3 if it's some nonsense where you have to change discs when you go to a different area of the map, because that's going to drive me insane. I will not be able to take that. I can take changing a disc where, you know, more new story missions are on there, but if it's, you know, changing discs for new areas of the map, then hell no. So I'm very curious to see what happens there. Silicon Knights was ordered to destroy all unsold games using Unreal Engine 3. And they're also, I forgot how much they have to pay, but that's just insane. I think that's a bit excessive, the whole having to destroy the games. And I think they also have to recall them. I don't remember the story that well, but it's just kind of, it seems like a bit much. Like, maybe you could have not gone that far. But whatever. C'est la vie. Life is cruel. Treat you unfairly. Even so, my God, there must be mini me. You complete me. THQ is just... man, that is just some effed up crap. It's really sad to me, just because THQ, for the most part, has been a pretty good publisher in terms of what games they've been publishing, like Darksiders, Darksiders 2, The Saints Row Trilogy, Red Faction, the Warhammer Company of Heroes. They've done pretty good. They've been delivering a lot of good games. It's not like they deliver shit. So I hope that maybe they can find a new home, and also all the developers that they publish, I hope that they don't end up suffering from this. So I hope things work out. And I remember on one podcast, somebody mentioned that maybe Square Enix might pick them up. Like, that would be maybe something they would potentially do. And I think that would be pretty good. I think that would be a good place for them. Sort of. And, you know, Square Enix, they could use some more Western developers. But, yeah, who knows? Keep your eyes out on that. And hopefully it doesn't end up being really bad. And then one last bit of news that I just thought was funny was that there's a game in the works that is starring Danny Trejo and the Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. It's just ridiculous. I'm so excited for that in the same way I was excited for the 50 Cent game. So, yeah, there's all that. So this is all you're getting. This is the podcast. This isn't technically Pixelated Radio 43. Is that what this would have been? I can't remember. Yeah, 43. This is not 43, but this is just Pixelated Radio. Sorry for the lack of 43. That's what this is called. Pixelated Radio. Sorry for this not being 43. So pluggy plugs time. This is so weird. If you've made it through this entire episode of me just blabbing into this mic, you know, congratulations. PixelatedSausage.com. You should go there. PixelatedRadio.com. On Twitter's I am at Kush3. The site is at Peace Sausage. The podcast is at Pixelator Radio. My co-host, who's not here, is at Henderson Man. He's pretty much Henderson Man anywhere, so just Google that and you'll find him everywhere. You should also check out some other great podcasts, like the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Pull List Podcast at shooterradio.blogspot.com. I never feel like I enunciate that well, but the link is in the post, so you can find it there. You can also check out the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, and they recently, maybe like a month or a month and a half ago, they revamped their site, and it's pretty damn nice. You should check it out. TwitterNerd.com. Also check out the Undercover Unitards podcast, Unitards podcast, starring the lovable Hotcakes Man. He's got cakes that are just so damn hot. And also you should check out the YouTube page for the site, youtube.com/pixelatedsausage. You should check out all the Pixelated Playtime videos, which are awesome. I do own pixelatedplaytime.com, which just forwards you to the video section of Pixelated Sausage, so there's all that. I don't know. I may be missing stuff, but whatever. I don't care. This is all you're getting this week and the next week. I don't know when we'll probably just end up recording the new show when our scheduled next 44 would be, so in 2 weeks. But maybe we'll be able to get something in before then. I don't know. I'm not going to make any promises. But, yeah, I hope you don't hate me after this. I hope you're not sick of me after hearing me blather into this mic. But yeah, that is it. This is Pixelated Radio, not 43. Have a good week, weekend, everything. Adios, everybody.